You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All of you Foxborough faithful, you are now locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast. It is Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, and today we have a San Francisco treat in store for you here on your daily home for news, notes, and analysis infused with the occasional opinion on your six-time Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. Locked On Patriots is presented today by Pepsi, made for football watching. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment, or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Happy Hump Day, Patriots Nation. Thank you all so much for joining me here today on this Wednesday episode. My name is Mike DeBate, your host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, which, of course, is a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And folks, your team every day means your questions, comments, and feedback always welcomed, greatly appreciated. Feel free to share that feedback anytime by reaching out to me and following me on Twitter at MDABATEFPC. And while you're out there doing a little midweek meddling through that Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, I know that Sunday's loss to the Denver Broncos still continues to sting a little bit, but in true Patriots fashion, it is indeed time to move on. Leave the Broncos to the rearview mirror, and now it's time to focus on old friend Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers, who visit the friendly confines of Gillette Stadium this Sunday, 4:25 p.m., and a lot of storylines heading into this one, the least of which is the return of Jimmy Garoppolo. And I know, the usual drivel that you're getting from terrestrial radio lately is, did they make the right decision by trading Jimmy and keeping Tom? You think Bill regrets it? Bill had better things to say about Jimmy G and George Kittle than he did about Tom and Gronk. It's obviously a shot. And believe it or not, those are the sane arguments that are being made. Trust me, there's a lot more outlandish accusations being thrown about. If you don't believe me, check out Patriots Twitter. But here on Locked On Patriots, we're going to talk business, and that is on-field business. Don't get me wrong, we're going to talk about the return of Jimmy Garoppolo, but we're going to talk about what that means on the field for the New England Patriots defense. We're also going to talk about a San Francisco defense that has been decimated by injury lately. They're still making plays and pulling a page out of the Bill Belichick book. Next man up. San Francisco's done a very good job of that. And because there's so many storylines heading into this game, I thought we'd get an early jump on our Niners coverage this week. And joining me here today on the hot seat is my good friend and 49ers insider Brian Snow of Snowman Digital Media. And Brian is as dialed in and knowledgeable about anything and everything San Francisco 49ers as anyone else you'll find in this industry. He's a dear friend of mine. I am both honored and humbled to be his NFL insider and also to join him each and every week on his show Snowman in the Morning to provide our picks for the weekend slate. But today we narrow our focus a little bit to the Niners and the Patriots. We'll be discussing that defense that's been decimated by injury. We'll also be discussing Jimmy G's fit in San Francisco and whether or not the fan base has truly embraced Jimmy as their quarterback of the present and the future. And last but certainly not least, Brian is a veritable historian when it comes to San Francisco, and I want to pick his brain a little bit about how that blueprint that the 49ers have been laying down for a number of years has influenced the pretty impressive winning blueprint that the New England Patriots have adapted throughout the last couple of decades. Once again, an action-packed agenda with my man the Snowman, who will join me on the hot seat here in just one moment. But first, we start with some good news for the New England Patriots on the practice front. Hasn't been a whole lot of that in the last couple of weeks, folks. But today, your New England Patriots return to the practice fields adjacent to Gillette Stadium. Per the reports of the beat writers in attendance, the Patriots had a number of previously unavailable Patriots rejoining the team. Among them, center David Andrews, rookie linebacker Josh Uche, offensive lineman Shaq Mason, defensive end Derek Rivers, and nose tackle Bo Allen. Now, if you listen to yesterday's pod, Steve Balestrieri and I wondered whether or not Bo was somewhere languishing in the galaxy. Well, apparently, he's back and he's on the field. And if the Patriots do activate Bo prior to Sunday's game, that would mean some huge improvements for the Patriots' run defense. So a number of players we were glad to see back on the field, probably most importantly, David Andrews at the center position. The fact that he was on the field today shows that he came off of injured reserve, and I think it's a pretty safe bet that the Patriots are looking to have him back on the field in the center of that offensive line. Also back on the field today, defensive tackle Byron Cowart. Good to see Byron back out there. He's played very well in the absence of Bo Allen, but being able to bring him back and now have Bo in the mix in that interior of the defensive line, and all of a sudden, that's looking a lot more formidable in being able to stop the run. Three players who were conspicuous by their absence on Wednesday, James White, Jermaine Illuminor, and James Ferentz. Now, Illuminor we pretty much expected after seeing him go down with the ankle injury. My guess is that Jermaine is going to be out for an extended period of time. That injury just did not look good, folks, and we'll definitely keep you updated as we hear more, but I would be very surprised if Jermaine wasn't placed on injured reserve shortly. James Ferentz was on the COVID reserve list. Apparently, he's absent. We're assuming that's the reason he wasn't on the field on Wednesday. Keep a sharp eye. We'll definitely monitor that one as well. James White, there wasn't a whole lot of information available at the time I'm recording this podcast. Way too early to speculate as to whether or not it might be non-injury related, it could be family related, or it could be injury related as well, folks. So that's a notable one, and we'll definitely do our due diligence to bring you the latest on anything and everything related to the Patriots walking wounded. And speaking of walking wounded, the Patriots' opponents this weekend, the San Francisco 49ers, have probably been one of the most injury-ridden teams in all of professional football. They're still at a 500 record. Based on some good coaching, a lot of talented players that are still on the field, and a philosophy that's worked so well in New England here for a number of years. Next man up. And to shed a little more light on that next man up philosophy that's working so well down by the bay is my good friend Brian Snow of Snowman Digital Media. The Snowman has his ears on, and he will be taking the hot seat in just a moment when the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. Patriots fans, my guest today is not only a good friend of mine, but one of the most knowledgeable in the business across the NFL landscape. You know his great work from shows such as Snowman in the Morning, as well as so many exciting ventures on the horizon in the realm of sports media with Snowman Digital Media. He is Brian Snow, and I'm honored to welcome him to the podcast today. And it wouldn't be right for me to introduce this man any other way. You all know, folks, I love my movie quotes. So when my good, dear friend joins me here on Locked On Patriots, as a longtime fan of Smokey and the Bandit, I'm always so excited to ask him this question. Snowman, you got your ears on?
You got him, you lucky devil.
And that is why I love this man. There's a lot of reasons why, but that's one of them. He's always there for the handoff. This has been one I've been looking forward to for a while. When I saw the Pats and the Niners on the schedule at the same time, you knew we were going to do a crossover here like we usually do. I'm always honored and humbled to be a guest each and every week on Snowman in the Morning. And when I get to welcome you to my humble abode here on Locked On Patriots, it's always fun times and always, always great times. So thank you for taking the time out today, buddy. And I always appreciate you. You know that.
I appreciate being on, my man. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. And, you know, Brian, I love to speak about synergy when it comes to certain fan bases and organizations as they relate to the New England Patriots. And outside of New England, that synergy is usually steeped in hatred for our beloved hometown team here in Foxborough. But San Francisco is a little bit of a different story because your quarterback is still pretty much a fan favorite here in New England. And yeah, I'm talking about Jimmy GQ himself, folks. My paisan, Jimmy Garoppolo. And you know Jimmy as well as anyone with your experience in covering the 49ers and analyzing them. Jimmy's had a pretty good season in 2019, to say the least, but some continue to support the theory that he was more of a passenger than the conductor of the offense last season. We've talked several times, both online and offline, about why that really isn't the case. This year, Jimmy's had an up and down year. He's been slowed by a high ankle sprain, and anyone that's ever experienced that injury knows it's not easy to come back from, folks. Just 2 weeks ago, benched against the Miami Dolphins, and some on a national landscape, on a local landscape, they wanted to leave Jimmy in the lurch, but
he bounced back quite nicely against the Los Angeles Rams, and I think he reclaimed his territory in the process. Brian, although Jimmy is still largely loved in New England, and we know he's still got a very strong fan base here, what's the finger on the pulse in Niners Nation? Have they embraced Jimmy, and will they continue to as the season progresses here?
They're starting to. The Niner Nation is starting to realize that he's coming back from two very significant injuries. Of course, the ACL 2 years ago and the high ankle sprain. There are some wannabe Niner fans that are dropping the ball and getting off the bandwagon saying, oh, Jimmy G's not the man. They're saying Jimmy G can't lead an offense. And then Sunday night happened against one of the top defenses in the NFL in the Los Angeles Rams. But if you take a look at how Kyle Shanahan has done, Kyle Shanahan, in the last 2 years, 3-0 against the Rams. They swept him last year. They got the first one this year, and they have to see him again in Los Angeles. If Sunday night is any indication, Jimmy Garoppolo is back.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you there. I think that a lot of people that are writing his epitaph prematurely may have a little something to say after watching him on Sunday. Look, bottom line, there's no question about it. When you have the type of injuries he's had throughout his career, it's going to slow you. We've talked about last year about coming back from an ACL injury and needing a year to get back into the swing of things. Just when it looked like Jimmy was going to be healthy, going to be able to go out there, no problems, he suffers the high ankle sprain, and that is a tough injury for a quarterback to come back from. I don't care what anybody says. It's going to affect even the best of you, and I think that's what's affected him this year. But bottom line, he looked very good on Sunday against a very good Rams defense, a surprising Rams team that you and I didn't really have a whole lot of confidence in prior to the season, but they've showed that they can play with anybody, and for the Niners to be able to come in with everything they've had on their plate, and we will get into that in just a moment, folks, I think it was very impressive, and I think that Jimmy is going to continue to impress. You heard Bill Belichick earlier this week talk about Jimmy Garoppolo as a player that can do it all, and we expect him to bring his A game here on Sunday. That's not just effusive praise from Bill Belichick. He is going to tell you exactly what he thinks, and we all know in what high regard he holds Jimmy Garoppolo. But I'd be remiss if I said that San Francisco's offense was limited to just what Jimmy Garoppolo can do. They've got a ton of weapons around Jimmy that can really make things difficult on opposing defenses. And Brian, New England's defense has undergone a few changes. We've talked about several of them, but they still employ one of the best secondaries in the league, led by Stephon Gilmore, J.C. Jackson definitely in that mix, Devin McCourty always anchoring the safeties. But they've struggled against the run at times, and that has been the Niners' claim to fame, being able to run the ball effectively. This year's been a little bit more difficult. Tevin Coleman, Raheem Mostert, both missing time due to injury. But Jerick McKinnon has been stellar in his assignments. You know we all love our fullbacks up here in New England. Kyle Juszczyk is the best in the game right now. And let's not forget the best tight end in the game today, and that's George Kittle, providing some stellar blocking. Really, really impressive when it comes to catching the football. And the Niners have some impressive receivers that can beat you through the air. So in your estimation, my friend, when you look at this game on Sunday, how do you look for the Niners to put the Pats defense on its heels?
They're going to run the ball. They're simply going to run the ball, but Kyle Shanahan is going to give you so many different looks. And you and I have talked about Shanahan's offensive genius many times. He's going to give you so many different looks. He could put Kittle in motion. He could put Deebo Samuel in motion. And a wrinkle that if you caught it last Sunday, the 49ers did not have this last year. One of their receivers would take a page out of Kansas City's book that they employed in the Super Bowl and would start in motion one side and then run all the way around the backfield. So you don't know who's going to get the ball. The 49ers have Jerick McKinnon, who is healthy now. He's going to get the start over Raheem Mostert, who's going to miss a few weeks on IR. Tevin Coleman is still not – we still don't have a due date back on Tevin Coleman. But if anybody can scheme a running game, and you've seen it the last year plus, it's Kyle Shanahan.
Without question. Absolutely. And again, McKinnon has looked phenomenal in this running game so far. You talk about Deebo Samuel with the jet sweep ability. We saw that last year. He looks like he's fully capable of doing it once again after missing some time with IR. Kyle Shanahan's offense is a genius-like offense, and he really has run that to perfection over the years. And you're seeing that once again here with the Niners. So anybody thinking that the Patriots may be catching this team at a vulnerable spot, I think maybe in for a little bit of a rude awakening. San Francisco, I think, is coming in looking very impressive on both sides of the ball. This is going to be a great game on Sunday coming up, folks. And Brian, this has already been a fun conversation. But as they say here in New England, we are not done, folks. In just a moment, Brian Snow and I will discuss that San Francisco defense. They've suffered some tough losses due to injury, but still a very formidable unit. And being the historian that my good friend is, Brian will tell us all why history continues to repeat itself in a good way by the Bay and why that might be relevant this weekend. More with Brian Snow when the Locked On Patriots podcast continues.
Patriots fans, you've all heard the phrase, often imitated but never duplicated. I mean, is there a better phrase to describe your favorite football team in Foxborough? 6 Super Bowl titles in just under 2 decades? Yeah, no other NFL team in the modern era can even come close to making that claim. Only the best can provide the best. And when it comes to protein bars, the only ones who could provide the best healthy, low-calorie, and delicious treats you know and love are the ones who provided the best in the first place. So prepare your taste buds for wow and make Built Bar your go-to protein bar right now. No one can do it like they do it. 100% real chocolate, soft, easy to chew, and Built Bar is available in mouth-watering flavors like cookies and cream, peanut butter brownie, apple almond crisp, lemon almond cheesecake, just to name a few. But Built Bar is not only low calorie and low sugar, but it's also high protein and high fiber. Great for all of you following the keto lifestyle. Built Bar has no crazy additives, half the calories of its most popular competitors, and get this, 7 times fewer carbs, 7 times fewer sugar grams, and more protein. How can it be that good for you and taste that good? Well, folks, all I can tell you is Built Bar is just that good. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. Don't delay, do it today. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Locked On listeners, over the past few months, we've all been called upon to do our part to keep each other as healthy as possible. Part of doing that has been staying home more often. And if all of us guys are being honest, we're hoping that leads to more activity behind closed doors. That's right, fellas, I'm talking about activity in the bedroom. But if you have difficulty answering that call to action, well, then the very thought of bedroom activity can be more stressful than it is scintillating. And let's face it, guys, it's not something anyone wants to talk about. After all, fellas, you can only use, but the game is on, excuse only so much. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. With a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan possible. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with a free 2-day shipping. Their entire process is straightforward and discreet, and getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL and complete an online visit. Don't be afraid to say the words. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL today. If approved, you'll get $15 off of your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL. GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL.
Pats fans, I'm joined today by the host of Snowman in the Morning, the innovator and creator of Snowman Digital Media, my dear friend Brian Snow. But losing players like Nick Bosa and Solomon Williams, it would have been enough to decimate any defense. Not to mention that Dee Ford, Richard Sherman, Kawan Williams, all spending time on injured reserve. But Frisco keeps on fighting. Fred Warner, Arik Amstead, been brilliant this season. The guy we talked about a lot, Javon Kinlaw, as a rookie, has been stepping up big as well. Brian, the Niners defense continues to stand out as a unit among units. How are they doing it?
Next man up mentality. It's the mentality. You got the mentality in New England with Bill Belichick. You have the same with Robert Saleh and the 49er defense. losing Nick Bosa and Solomon Thomas, not to mention dealing with the injuries to Dee Ford, Kaywan Williams, and Richard Sherman would put anybody's season in peril. But the 49ers have responded because a lot of pundits, and you and I have seen them, put the 49ers seat. They said it's over for San Francisco. There's no way they'd win the division, and there's no way they'll win the playoffs. What people need to understand about the 49ers defense, they will get them to January. And I believe they will get them to a division title because they've only lost once, and that was to Arizona to open the season. There's still five games left within the NFC West. And if you remember last year, it was a defensive play by the one and only Dre Greenlaw that not only got the 49ers to win, but got them the NFC West title.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that play because there are different guys that step up all the time. Being in New England, you said it again, Bill Belichick, the next man up mentality. It is being absorbed by a lot of different teams. And I think San Francisco is the team that reminds me the most of what I've seen in New England throughout the course of the last two decades and having that next man up mentality, always being ready to be able to absorb difficult injuries, difficult hits, and be able to come back. And folks, just as an aside, if you have any doubt as to why I love this man like a brother, he also helps to correct my flubs. I mentioned Solomon Williams. It is Solomon Thomas. Thank you for correcting that and not making me feel like an idiot.
It is all right, man.
You know what? It's always, you get into the motion, you keep chugging away, and sometimes those last names slip. You have Freudian slips all the time, but I thank you for that. But I thank you mostly for the great insight when it comes to the San Francisco offense and the San Francisco defense. Lastly, my friend, you're as close to a Niners historical encyclopedia as anyone I know in this business. I say that with a great deal of love and admiration. Although I think I might be showing my age here, bud, with all this encyclopedia talk. Our younger listeners right now are probably like, oh, what's that? Google, Wikipedia. You don't need an encyclopedia. What's that? But I digress,
right,
buddy. You know
right.
what? San Francisco has a rich of a football tradition as anyone. Save for the occasional outlying year, they're generally relevant when it comes to contention in the NFC and the NFL as a whole. We've talked about next man up mentality, but there's really a historical reverence that I have for the San Francisco 49ers organization from the days of Bill Walsh, even prior to Bill Walsh, to the present day. Brian, what is it about the San Francisco 49ers history that continues to set the blueprint for this long-term excellence that we see this franchise enjoy? And in your opinion, how do you believe it's influenced the team they're playing this weekend in our New England Patriots?
Well, Bill Walsh is the godfather of the West Coast offense. He's also been one of the most historical figures as a coach and as a leader. Anyone who is familiar with San Francisco knows that the dynasty started with Bill Walsh when he became the coach and replaced Steve DeBerg with Joe Montana. Let's look throughout the eras of San Francisco. On offense, they had a quarterback, a receiver, and a running back as their form of the triplets, the term that the Cowboys made famous with Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith. 49ers had that three times over now. In the 80s, you had Montana and then Rice as the receiver and then Roger Craig, who we've talked about a lot, as the running back. In the 90s, it was Steve Young. Jerry Rice was still the receiver, but then it was Ricky Waters. This time, it's Jimmy Garoppolo. You can put either Deebo Samuel or George Kittle in that receiver spot, and you have Raheem Mostert. Unfortunately, Mostert is going to miss some time, but the 49ers have always had all three parts on offense. On defense, last year, their front four, absolutely savage. This year, they've had to bring a little bit more pressure, but it doesn't matter how they get the job done, they get the job done. And with Bill Walsh being, like I said, the godfather of the West Coast offense, who was his understudy that took over for San Francisco? George Seifert, a defensive genius. Offensive genius in Kyle Shanahan, who's under him? Robert Saleh. Consistency, it's helped the Patriots for the past 20 years. It's helped San Francisco since 1980.
Absolutely. And I couldn't say it better. You look at these organizations and how they continually surround themselves with the best minds that they possibly can. Bill Belichick is always lauded and praised for being a defensive genius, and rightfully so. Who does he surround himself with? Josh McDaniels. And I know Josh is taking a lot of hits in New England media amongst the New England fan base this week about the play calling not being savvy. I looked at the All-22 in Sunday's loss to the Denver Broncos. There's a lot of play calling that was sound play calling. It was execution that simply did not make it for the Patriots this weekend. You look at the offensive line, a makeshift offensive line, as I said the last couple of days. Players playing out of position. They have Joe Tooney, who's an all-pro left guard playing center for only the second time in his career. Tooney is a phenomenal offensive lineman, but to ask him to step in and beat David Andrews is a little bit of a tall task for anyone to do. You had Justin Heron playing left tackle, who is a rookie. These guys constantly are playing out of position, so I don't think it's necessarily coaching. I don't necessarily think it's play calling. I think it was execution. Had a lot to do with the lack of the Patriots being able to see the practice fields this week. I believe they shore that up. But they do take their cues from an organization like the San Francisco 49ers. You mentioned Bill Walsh. You mentioned their strengths and being able to surround himself with defensive geniuses, flipping the script when George Seifert was there, surrounding himself with offensive gurus. And now you see Kyle Shanahan doing the same thing. It's no wonder why these two teams helped to set the standard amongst a handful of other organizations. But you know we have a penchant and a love for these organizations that we cover, and it's good to see the synergy there, not just between the fan bases, not just because you guys are employing one of my former Paisans, well, my current Paisan, but one of my main former current Paisans in Jimmy Garoppolo. There is a history and there is a synergy between these two franchises. And, you know, there's a synergy between us because of it. So these two franchises help bring us together as friends. I'm eternally grateful for that because it's always my honor and my pleasure to welcome you here to Locked On Patriots and share the microphone in any medium. My friend, before I let you go today, please let our listeners know where they can follow you, where they can consume your amazing work, and what you have coming down the horizon when it comes to Snowman and Snowman Digital Media.
Snowman in the Morning is on every day, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can listen or watch. You can watch via Facebook and Twitter. You can listen via Full Press Coverage and the SDM Sports Network. The return of Snowman Unfiltered comes your way Thanksgiving week. It'll kick off on Thanksgiving Day. Got a couple special guests for that episode. It'll be a one-hour episode each week beginning Thanksgiving Day. And got some play-by-play coverage coming. But go to snowmandigitalmedia.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you can get all the updates.
Absolutely. And from top to bottom, everything this man does, I cannot recommend highly enough. He is a great friend of mine, but he mostly is one of the most respected journalists and most respected analysts and radio voices that I can be able to have the good fortune to call a friend. You are a brother to me. I do appreciate that, my friend. I notice I didn't put him on the hot seat and ask him for a prediction for today's game. And the reason being is that Brian and I always have a lot of fun to close out the week on his show, Snowman in the Morning. Special attention to that this week. We will give our prediction on this game and many others in the realm of the NFL. My friend, what can I say? Much love. Stay safe. Stay well. And I look forward to having you back here. And who knows? Maybe we'll be able to do a crossover with these two teams meeting somewhere down the line, maybe in January or February. I'm just saying, there's still a chance. And as long as there is, we dream of that moment of covering a Super Bowl together, yeah. Buddy. But regardless of what, always, always love sharing the mic.
I love sharing the mic with you. I love you like a brother. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, my friend. Take care and enjoy the game on Sunday. Not too much, but enjoy the game on Sunday.
Yes, sir. You also.
And so, Patriots fans, just like that, you're more than halfway through your work week. And that can mean only one thing. Tomorrow here on Locked On Patriots, we cross the streams once again and Crossover Thursday comes at you with myself and Brian Peacock, host of Locked On 49ers. Today, Brian Snow and I hopefully whet your appetite about the 49ers and Patriots matchup coming up on Sunday, but Brian and I will take an even deeper dive, really delving into the individual matchups we might see in this game. Crossovers are always a great time, and Brian Peacock is second to none when it comes to coverage of the 49ers. So to ensure that you do not miss a single second of the action, make sure to download Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and or follow us on platforms such as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. No matter where you get your podcasts, just make sure that you're staying locked in to Locked On Patriots. Once again, my name is Mike DeBate. I thank my good friend Brian Snow for his time, his insight, and his appearance on today's pod. But most of all, I thank you so much for listening and for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, continue to be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.